Hello, today is my 20th audio boo for the 26th of February. For my logbook, obviously. I'm sure you've heard it all 100 times. This is Friday. Today we had a lesson with Simon Gummer. Good lesson. First, we got all settled down and everything, and then he told us for the script for the radio, we're gonna do a pre-written script instead of doing it on the day, which I thought was amazing. As I was the producer, I was really struggling was getting that script done on the day and have it written out really well, because I wanted to have the script really good. The stories that people give me to be shortened down due to my cutting and editing down, and have the right indication for sound beds and idents on there properly. So it's going to be basically what we do for TV. The producers, what their kind of role for that, for this to do with the script. We're going to do that for the radio. So I was producer. I gave everyone certain scripts to write about and certain stories that I've chosen. Like, for example, I give Sam the role of doing general news. I can't remember the term you call it. I don't know what term you call it is, but I did give him the whale story, the killer whale and the trainers, and how the killer whale killed the trainer. The Afghan story to Charlie, because I knew he'd be interested in that. Georgie did the story on sexual imagery, and Lewis did the sport. Did the movies, like, just did movies, music, and Jesse the gossip. I did the weather, because I was going to have to, I've already assigned people the job roles to do that, so I decided I'll just take the weather on, just to make sure it gets done. Then I told them all I want the script in by the end of the day to email it to my email address, and then I would cut it down later on in the week. Yeah, so that went pretty well. Got people's scripts back quite quickly. Really good scripts, people wrote. Really, really, really good people. So then basically I had to go away, and it took me about two days to get it done, because I wanted to do it really well. And the stories that I chose for people to do were, like, there were stories that were right for the theme that we were going for the radio show, the news beat show. That was basically, I wasn't replicating it, because I was in some ways, but I wanted to have a different approach. I wanted to copy it all the way, because I wanted to have some stories that Newsbeat wouldn't use at the same time. But obviously, I ain't going to choose a really, really boring story like the Bankers RBS story. I didn't really want to choose that at the time. I don't know if you're going to know this, because the timings for when I wrote the script, then the timing now, and you might not realise what was going on in the newspapers. However, once I got all the scripts back, I put it into a big Word document, cut the scripts down, change them in the wordings of the scripts, and make sure the ethnics of the scripts were right, and it was facts, not just opinion, because that was probably with some of the scripts. I discussed with people, I can't say that because that's later on in the day. That's on Monday. And then I put in on the script the idents, the length of the idents, the sound beds, and the presenters on there, but who's saying what, and it went, I think the script came out really well, and the fact that we had the pre-written script saved so much time, so that means on the next 2 days we could purely concentrate on the idents, getting them nice, the sound beds, the timing for the sound beds, because I want to have... I've made a headline and an agenda. We're gonna have a lot of headlines, maybe a minute, 30 minutes. I've looked into Newsbeat how they do it, and their headlines are on for a minute, but I'm gonna shorten ours down to about 30 seconds. Yeah, so it went really well. Thank you for listening to my audio.